Did you know that Jesus was Jewish? You might be asking, what does that mean for your Christian faith?
Watch today and discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith and your connection to Israel and the Jewish people
can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice. I'm Jonathan Bernis, and I'm so glad that you've decided to join us today. My co-host again is Ezra Benjamin, and today, Ezra, we're going to talk about a weekly celebration that is so profound,
that's right,
yet missed by so many believers. This
right.
is actually a biblical celebration
that's right.
of God's creation.
Right. It's one of the Ten Commandments, Jonathan, and yet we overlook it. We miss it in the busyness of life.
We do. And let me say this. Shabbat has never changed. Mm-hmm. It's always been the seventh day. It's never changed. It's Sunday is not Shabbat. Sunday is the first day of the week. We don't believe that Shabbat should replace the first day of the week. We don't believe that the first day of the week should replace Shabbat. Shabbat is Shabbat. It's the seventh day, it's Saturday. Sunday is the first day of the week, and we don't advocate that this is some requirement for every Christian. This mm-hmm. isn't about legalism. Mm-hmm. This isn't about
That's right.
bondage. This is about the blessings of God.
That's right.
This is about enjoying rest.
Right.
This is about family. Those are the three things we want to talk about today. We want to talk about rest. Mm-hmm. We are supposed to rest,
That's right.
Ezra. We're going to talk about rest. We also want to talk about family, because family is so important. And family, if you haven't noticed, is under attack today. Hmm. It's under attack, especially in the United States, but in Europe and wherever else you're watching, family is under attack. And then the final thing, blessing.
That's
Ezra,
right.
we don't bless enough.
Yeah.
The Bible talks so much about blessing. We're supposed to bless the Lord. We're mm-hmm, supposed to mm-hmm. bless our families. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to bless our spouse. We're supposed
That's
to
right.
bless each other.
That's right.
We need to do a better job of blessing.
Yeah.
And so Shabbat is a wonderful celebration that hasn't been eradicated.
That's right.
But we're not saying that you should give up your Sunday worship. Mm-hmm. We want you to go to church if you go to church now. But we want you to understand the richness of Shabbat.
That's
so
right.
let's dig in, Ezra.
Yeah. Well, Jonathan, first, the idea of rest, as you shared, you know, I'm thinking in the age of smartphones, nothing is off limits, it seems. People can get your attention anytime, anywhere, any way. And there's rest is almost a bad word in society because we're so productivity driven. And yet God knew how he made us. And he said, I know that you need a rest every week, or you're not going to make it. You're going to burn out. And so he's given us this invitation, as you said, every Saturday to enter into rest. It's really an incredible invitation.
It is. You know, even the land is, God right. commands that the land rests.
Right, right.
We need rest. And it's not about some ordinance, and it's mm-hmm. not about some legalistic requirement. Mm-hmm. It's about a day that God has set aside for us. Mm-hmm. Shabbat is for man, not mm-hmm. man for Shabbat.
That's absolutely right.
And it can be any day you choose to rest, but
right.
it doesn't mean that the day of Shabbat has changed. Take a day to rest.
Yeah.
But we also believe in the value of the seventh day, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. especially for Jewish believers in Jesus and those that are called to be a light to the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. Shabbat is Shabbat, and
exactly.
it's the seventh day. God declares in his word that after he created the mm-hmm. world, mm-hmm. he saw that everything was good. And,
right.
and Ezra, you mentioned this before. I've heard you say this, mm-hmm. that this is the only day that's actually sanctified
right.
by the Lord himself.
Not just the only day, Jonathan, but it's actually, check your Bible, confirm this. We challenge you. Check it for yourselves. It's the first thing in creation that God calls holy. He creates, you know, a man, and he creates the oceans and the dry land and the sun and the moon and the stars. And he says it's very good. But he doesn't call it holy. When he creates the seventh day, God rested in the seventh day. He ceased from all his work and he sanctified it. He made it holy. First thing in all creation to be called holy.
Yeah, it's in Genesis chapter 2, where mm-hmm. we're told in verse 3, then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it,
right.
for on it he ceased
right.
from all his work that God mm-hmm. created for the purpose of preparing.
Right.
So God rests. Mm-hmm. on the seventh day.
Exactly.
Now, how he does that in light of the fact that he's everywhere all
sure,
the time
sure.
is a big debate among rabbis
right, exactly.
for thousands of years.
Exactly.
But somehow, God rests, and he rested
and he
on the seventh day.
Gives us that example, not just the example, but the commandment to do it. Jonathan, a couple of years ago, I was really feeling, with the pressures of life and ministry leadership, like I was on the edge of burnout. And I remember one day I was praying, Lord, I need a season of rest. And I really felt like the Lord impressed on me, I gave you an invitation every week to rest. Start with that. And when I started that, really took the Shabbat and put it back into my life, everything changed.
When we don't, and again, we're not advocating that you keep Shabbat on Shabbat. We're advocating a day of rest, but we also feel that I feel, and we at Jewish Voice feel, that Shabbat is a great opportunity for more than just rest.
That's
we'll get
right.
into that in just a second. But That's I want right. to say this. If you don't take a day to rest, your body will suffer.
Yeah.
Your mind will suffer. You will have spiritual consequences. It's spirit, soul, and body.
That's right.
We've been commanded to rest.
That's right. And interestingly, Jonathan, you know, the Bible says in Genesis 1, there was evening and there was morning the first day, and then it goes on. And so on the Jewish weekly calendar, Shabbat begins Friday night, and it goes till sunset Saturday. So that's the seventh day. From Friday night, we finish our weekly activities, and it's that invitation from Friday night all the way to the next night to just rest, to abide in.
So three themes. One is rest. You need a day of rest. You will suffer without a day of rest. I want to encourage you, and maybe you're watching the program for the first time, or you very, very rarely watch Jewish Voice. You're watching because God wanted you to hear this. Take a day to rest. Take a day to rest. And then family. That's another. Family is under attack today, Ezra.
Right. It is, Jonathan. The demands, again, smartphones, the demands of life and urgencies and sports practice and whatever it is, piano lessons, and all of us are working so many hours a week, and it seems like family's the first thing to kind of suffer.
And I have a teenager now, and with volleyball practice and all the other activities and friends, the family is suffering the loss of always being together.
Right.
Everybody's scattering.
Right.
Shabbat is a day that's set aside for family.
Family is so important to just our stability as individuals. It's important to the heart of God. And of course, because it's important to the heart of God, Jonathan, it's something the enemy is attacking and using our rhythm of life and society to do that.
Like never before.
Yeah.
Like never before. Families are being invaded. One of my favorite pictures of the church is, or definitions of the church, is the household of faith. The household of faith, the ecclesia, the called out ones, the household of faith. And when it talks in 1 Timothy about the requirements of an elder, he must govern his household.
Right.
Because if he can't govern his household, he can't govern the household of faith. Shabbat is that one day of the week where we say, time out, everyone. Hold.
Right.
Everybody is coming together. And we are going to fellowship around the Shabbat table. We're not going to have the television on. We're not going to have smartphones or tablets at the table. We are going to fellowship with each other, and we are going to bless each other, and we are going to bless God together.
Exactly. So it's that one day a week that we really guard, and it has to be guarded because there's so many things that are vying for that attention and that time where we say, I'm not going to allow my family, as a head of household, I'm not going to allow my family, my spouse, my children, to pursue individual pursuits. We're going to come together. We're going to be together. We're going to build our
family.
And
I think this is a truth that observant Jews have retained that the church should pay attention to.
That's right.
In an Orthodox household, especially an ultra-Orthodox household, they are preparing for a full day for Shabbat. This is a big event.
Absolutely.
So Friday, from Friday morning or even Thursday night, the women are preparing the food. And I'm not saying that men can't. I'm talking about the ultra-Orthodox household. You can join in and do this too, but preparing for this event, and we welcome in.
That's right.
We usher in the Shabbat because this is a celebration. Ezra, this is a holiday.
Right.
This is a time that the Lord has set aside for you and for your family to
That's
be anchored as family.
That's absolutely right. In Orthodox Jewish communities, as you said, it's actually the most important day of the week. It's not Shabbat is the little break between all the other important stuff. Everything builds up to that day of togetherness, rest, and worship.
And some celebrate in hotels, and you can see how important it is just by the preparation going on in the hotel. There's special foods. It's an event. And there's a couple of things that we have that are representative of Shabbat. The first is the candles. The woman, the head of the matriarch of the home, with the girls light the candles, and they're setting aside this day from other days. Talk about that.
Yeah, Jonathan, there's actually two candles, and as you said, the woman lights the candles. Why? Because we recognize that a woman brought people into the world, and secondly, that a woman would bring the Redeemer into the world. It's another promise in Genesis, that out of the seed of woman would come the promised Messiah. And so when the woman, the head of the matriarch, as you said, of that home lights those candles, she's bringing light, she's bringing life into the home, and we recognize that she does that. She brings life into the world.
And I love the prayer that we have. It's a messianic prayer. It's a little bit different than the traditional prayer, but it says this: "Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctifies us with his commandments and commanded us to be a light to the nations, and who gave us Yeshua, Jesus our Messiah, the light of the world." So we not only celebrate Yeshua as the light of life, but also a reminder that we're called to be a light in a dark world. There's so much more to talk about, but we have to take a short break as our announcer comes to tell you about some very special resources that we want to sow into your life this week. Shabbat resources. This is an anchor for you and for your family. So don't go away. We'll be right back after this.
In the Torah, God commands us to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. As you are learning, God created the Sabbath as a way to honor Him and to bring our families together each week to honor His presence in our lives. Today, as you give a one-time gift of $40 or more, you'll receive this incredible book, Blessing for Friends and Family. In it, you will find prayers for every occasion, prayers for the father, the mother, the children, and much, much more. Along with a book, we will include this beautiful set of Shabbat magnets. Your support today will provide the funds needed to continue our clinics in Africa, which also provide the platform to share the gospel with these precious people. Jonathan is encouraging you to join him as a monthly Shalom partner. As you join us with your monthly support of just $30 today, we will also include these lovely olive wood candle holders, which have been crafted in Israel. You will also receive the Shalom artwork. Display it in your home, declaring the peace of God over your life and family. Call our 800 number now and let our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give online at jewishvoice.tv. Thank you for your generous support of Jewish Voice and for making a difference in so many lives through your sacrifice. Now, let's rejoin Jonathan and Ezra.
Welcome back. We're talking about Shabbat. And Ezra, three themes that that run through Shabbat. Rest.
Right.
We need to rest. You need to rest. Some of you are exhausted. You need to rest. One day a week, rest. And then family.
Right.
Oh my goodness. Family is under attack.
Incredible.
And the Lord wants to restore families.
Amen. And central to that restoration, Jonathan, is this idea of keeping a Shabbat together once a week. Stop what you're doing, stop your individual pursuits, and come together as a family to worship the Lord, but also very practically just to be together, to rest together.
Absolutely. So family, and many of you may be widows. You may be empty nesters.
Yeah.
Get your grown kids, get the grandkids over,
right,
and celebrate a Shabbat together. And the third thing that's connected with Shabbat is blessing.
Absolutely.
We bless God.
Yeah.
We bless each other. Mm-hmm. We bless our visitors.
That's right.
We bless the baby in the mother's womb. There's prayers for everything.
Right.
What's important is speaking blessing. Mm-hmm. One of the things that sets us apart from all of God's creation is articulate speech. Mm-hmm. And how is that speech to be used? For blessing.
That's right. Shabbat is an opportunity, one by one, family member by family member, friend by friend, and of course, blessing the Lord, to just speak those words of life
Ezra,
and blessing.
Because it's intentional. It's an intentional day set aside
where
we gather around the table, cell phones off, television off,
That's right.
outside interferences off.
Right.
It's about God. It's about each other.
Right.
It's about a meal together.
Right.
And there's something that's so uniting. We're spreading out during the week. We're scattering. Mm-hmm. But we're back around the Shabbat table, and it does make a difference.
Makes a huge
people
difference.
People ask me, why do Jewish people why have they been able to retain a mm-hmm. strong family life?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is Shabbat, in large part. That's
right.
One big reason.
Right.
And so we make the prayers easy. Mm-hmm. We have them available for you. So it's very, very simple. There's not a lot of liturgy that's mm-hmm. not complex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
First thing we do is we light the candles.
Right.
Why?
Right. We light the candles, Jonathan, because we remember, one, that God gives us the light of life, and especially the light of the world, Yeshua, Jesus. But specifically, the mother or the matriarch in the household lights the candles because we remember that a woman brought life into the world, and secondly, that a woman brings the Messiah into the world. Right out of her seed
Good.
Would come the one who is to be the ruler of nations and ultimately the redeemer of all mankind. And so we light the candles. And something else interesting is happening with the lighting of the candles. It's that the children of Israel were commanded not to kindle a fire on the Shabbat, which means don't do your work on the Sabbath. So we light these candles to make that distinction. The candles are lit. We're ceasing our work. We're ceasing our striving. We're abiding and resting in the Lord.
So it's setting aside the day.
Right.
And then another thing we're blessing mm-hmm. is the what we call the fruit of the vine.
Right.
So it's either wine or it's
right.
grape juice. I'm not going down that road.
But
it's the fruit of the vine,
sure.
and we have a simple prayer. And we offer that prayer to you.
Mm-hmm.
As part of what we want to provide for you this week. And we're simply praying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who createst the fruit of the vine.
Right.
And then we're partaking of the fruit of the vine.
Exactly.
And it reminds me of the words of Jesus. I'm the vine, you're the branches.
That's
if
right.
you abide in me,
that's right.
you will bear fruit.
That's right.
And then we have a special bread here. Mm-hmm. Talk about the bread.
Yeah, Jonathan, these are called, and you got to get a little phlegmy to say it. It's challah or chalot when there's two of them in the plural. The challah is a frankly, it's a delicious bread, eggy, a little bit sweet,
oh,
depending on how you make it. It's my favorite bread of the week. And there's two here. Why do you have two? Even if you have a small family, you generally want to have two loaves. And again, it's to remember that when God instituted the Shabbat, that rest for his people, he said, I want you to make a double portion for yourselves on the sixth day, on Friday, so that you have through the Shabbat, so you don't have to work. So Jonathan, we enjoy a double portion, two loaves of challah, on Friday night every week, remembering that we don't have to work, we don't have to strive on the Sabbath.
And again, it's braided bread, it's special, it's unique, it makes the day different from other days.
You're right, Jonathan, and there's actually a special prayer that we say. It's a blessing, not blessing the bread, but blessing the Lord who provided the bread. And it goes like this in Hebrew, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lechem min haaretz. And what does that mean in English? It's blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. And for those of us who are believers in Jesus and Yeshua, our Messiah, we can even add, even Yeshua, the bread of life. Because we know Yeshua said, man doesn't live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And he told his disciples, I am the bread of life. If you partake of me, you'll never hunger.
And blessing the Lord and thanking him for the provision of bread is part of the Lord's Prayer.
That's right.
So this is essential. This ties in to the Lord's Prayer. Mm-hmm. I love that prayer because I think of Yeshua, Jesus, as the bread of life, who's coming forth from the earth. He's buried in the ground and resurrected.
That's right.
I think of the resurrection when I break that challah and spread it around. It's so delicious. You need to try it.
Right.
And then the next thing we do before we eat is we bless each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we pray over so the kids. So but my wife and I will pray over our children, will declare God's goodness over their lives.
Mm-hmm.
May they be like Ruth and like Esther. May they be like Sarah and Rachel and Rebecca Leah. And may they come to be in Israel a shining name, and may they walk with God in a deep way. And then with the kids, we pray over my wife, over their mother, and we speak forth Proverbs 31, and then they pray over me.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that'll be home more often, and because I travel a lot.
Sure.
And then we thank the Lord together, and we eat a great meal. God cares about your rest.
That's right.
He cares about your family, and he cares about you being blessed and being a blessing, and that's what Shabbat is about.
That's right, Jonathan. We want to be blessed and we want to be a blessing. And maybe you're watching at home and something inside you is saying, I need to do this, but you go, where do I start? We've never done this before. My family doesn't get together often. It's awkward for me to speak blessing over my family. We don't normally do that. Just start. We can promise you from experience that clunky start will become a beautiful tradition. Your family will crave it. You guys will wait till Shabbat.
This is so easy. This is so doable. This is not legalism, number one. This is not about, oh, are you asking me to keep the law? No.
Right.
We're asking you to celebrate
a
day that God has set aside as a day of rest to anchor your family together.
Mm-hmm.
And it works. That's
right.
What's so important. So it's not legalism. It's not under the law, and it's not a Jewish thing. This isn't about that's a Jewish thing, not a Christian thing. We're talking about a universal truth that's in the Ten Commandments,
right?
That on the seventh day, we rest.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't rest on the seventh day, it's still Shabbat, but find a day where you can rest,
sure.
And you do rest,
sure.
Because rest matters. Ezra, the other thing that is so wonderful about Shabbat is that it's a way to build relationships with people outside the family.
Mm-hmm.
So we invite our neighbors, we invite coworkers, and we bless them.
Mm-hmm.
We
are
taking that time knowing that whoever we're inviting over, we're inviting them over not just to feed them a good meal, which is nice, but we're going to lay hands on them.
That's right.
And we're going to declare the goodness of God.
Yeah.
Over them.
Yeah.
And it matters.
It does matter. It can be life-changing, Jonathan. I think ultimately for me in choosing to observe a Shabbat and what a blessing it's been, it was ultimately a step of faith. And it was saying, I believe that God can do more in His strength through me in 6 days than I can do in my own strength in 7. And it was a choice, but it changed my life.
Yeah.
It was one of the most important choices I made.
I want to also address again people that are single, that are watching.
Yeah.
And maybe that's speaking directly to someone that's lost a spouse, that's an empty nester, maybe recently an empty nester, and you have a great concern for your grandchildren. They might not be walking with the Lord. Invite them over and to your home and have a Shabbat meal and speak blessings over them. They don't have to be the blessings that we provide. They can be an impromptu blessing, but speak life to them.
That's right.
Speak spiritual life to them. Speak what God has already promised over them.
Mm-hmm.
Speak spiritual health. Speak restoration. Declare over them that they will walk with God. God has declared this for you and your household. And Shabbat is a delivery system for the blessings of God, Ezra. Speaking of blessing, Ezra and I want to bless you. We want to pray over you, and we want to pray over your family. But first, we have to take a short break so our announcer can share some information about the resources that we're making available this week. Please consider supporting Jewish Voice and help us meet the needs of Jewish people. They desperately need our help. Here's how you can get involved.
In the Torah, God commands us to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. As you are learning, God created the Sabbath as a way to honor Him and to bring our families together each week to honor His presence in our lives. Today, as you give a one-time gift of $40 or more, you'll receive this incredible book, Blessing for Friends and Family. In it, you will find prayers for every occasion, prayers for the father, the mother, the children, and much, much more. Along with a book, we will include this beautiful set of Shabbat magnets. Your support today will provide the funds needed to continue our clinics in Africa, which also provide the platform to share the gospel with these precious people. Jonathan is encouraging you to join him as a monthly Shalom partner. As you join us with your monthly support of just $30 today, we will also include these lovely olive wood candle holders, which have been crafted in Israel. You will also receive the Shalom artwork. Display it in your home, declaring the peace of God over your life and family. Call our 800 number now and let our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give online at jewishvoice.tv. Thank you for your generous support of Jewish Voice and for making a difference in so many lives through your sacrifice. Now, let's rejoin Jonathan and Ezra.
Ezra, we try to take time in every program to pray for people in need. We get lots of prayer requests, and we want to bless you. We were created to be a blessing, and our mouths are to speak life. The power of the tongue brings life. Life, life, life. So we speak life to you.
Yeah.
And we just agree with you. Whatever your need is, we take authority over sickness, over poverty, over the spirit of division in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And we speak life to you. We say, healed. We say the provision is met. We speak blessing and we say the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord shine his countenance upon you and give you his peace in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
Blessing, blessing, blessing. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Hey, if you'd like more information about our ministry or if you have a need that you'd like us to pray for, we will pray for you by name. We are committed to you. You can log on to our website. It's jewishvoice.tv and then submit your prayer request or whatever question you have. I love hearing from you, and I want you to know that we care about you and we do pray for your needs. So write to us this week. As we close, I also want to remind you to do what God tells us to do. Psalm 122:6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love thee. So pray this week for Israel and for the Jewish people. They need our prayers, and that Jewish person is not in your life by accident. This is Jonathan Burness with Ezra Benjamin saying God bless you and shalom. This revelation, and it's a mystery.
He is the one who has the power to cast out spirits. When he came to the world and he sent his Jewish apostles into the Roman Empire, it cast them out. It was the greatest exorcism in history, and it happened every time the gospel came somewhere.
The book of Acts repeats story over and over
again. Again and again and again. If Western civilization was delivered of all these things, what it's saying is that if it ever turns back, if it ever turns away from the gospel, if it ever turns away from the things that cast that out, the spirits are going to return.
On Jewish Voice.